John Bauer, why jump in to the Democratic primary for North Carolina House District 20? What is it about this race?
Well, Rachel, I've got about 35 years experience working in local government and with the federal government, and I'd like to put it to good use, basically, and I'm getting a little on in age, so it's now or never, as they say, so that's why I'm running.
Have you ever held elected office before?
No. This is the first and last hurrah.
What was it about this particular time, this moment? I mean, you said you're getting on in years. You said you want to use your experience. But are there galvanizing issues for you that made you just say, I've got to do this?
Well, there are three key issues that I have on my platform, one of which is the creation of a public bank, which could save North Carolina taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars in interest savings if we have that bank. Number two would be the repeal of the labor sales tax, the sales tax on labor that has been placed on appliance repairmen, auto mechanics. Again, it's a tax on the poor. It doesn't generate that much revenue. It needs to be repealed. And thirdly, there are 1,100 homeless veterans throughout the state of North Carolina. And I think as a bill that I would put in to provide shelter for those 1,100 homeless veterans and not have any homeless veteran standing on a corner.
How would you go about doing that? Would it be building new shelters?
No. I mean, there are existing shelters in there, and we've got veteran service administrators throughout. Most every county, and you would not be building new shelters. We have existing ones now. It's a matter of, again, going forward and saying, okay, with our veteran service officers, with our churches, with their government, not everything's going to be done by government, okay, if you will, but it's going to take a cooperative effort where we put forth and say, okay, we're going to put some money at the state level. I don't think it's going to be that much, to be honest with you, and moving it forward.
This idea of creating a public bank for the state of North Carolina, mm-hmm. Where did this idea come from?
Well, it came from the book Runaway Inequality by noted economist Les Leopold. And it's an implementation. It's one of the first things to implement, if you will. And I'm a person that wants to do tangible results. There's one public bank in the state of North Carolina,
North Dakota.
North Dakota. Yes. They've had it for about 100 years. Very conservative state, very conservative. So I look at it as a bipartisan issue to offer across the table if we have a Democrat majority. If not, I look at it, Republicans look to save money. I mean, and certainly it's something that Democrats would like to put on our plate as well. So that's something that the voters, they can decide on. If they want a public bank with me, they get a public bank.
So you're talking about this one idea that could gain bipartisan ground. What about some of the other issues, like taxes on services? That was something that was very popular among Republicans. And if you're elected, it's likely that you will still be in a partisan minority. Mm-hmm. How would you gain traction on some of those issues?
I'd like to talk with Republicans based on facts. There are a great many Republican legislators that are in the rural part of North Carolina, and it is that is where we have the highest rates of poverty. So I've worked with Republicans before as a county manager. They look at facts. We need to have the correct delivery of services and the evaluation of the numbers and things like that. But I'd like to offer some things like with a public bank or with homeless, providing shelter to homeless North Carolina veterans. These are bipartisan issues. I don't think it's something that Republicans and reaching across the aisle in that regard to try to do some good. It's a public service. I mean, that's the overall why I'm running. I'm not running for the salary. I'm not running for the glory. It's more as a public service.
We look at opioids in the region, and we know, according to at least one study, this region has been identified as one of the hardest hit in the nation in terms of opioid addiction and abuse. Is there anything that state legislators should or could be doing to help address the issue?
Well, essentially, it'd be one of funding additional treatment facilities. But, you know, beyond that, I think we need to hold the drug companies accountable. I think in many respects, it's a nationwide problem. I mean, this is something that hopefully working with congressional leaders as well, that they might give voice and additional funding for it. But not just the taxpayers pay, but that the pharmaceutical companies pay for treatment centers and pay for some of the issues that would resolve the opioid and get folks off of opioids.
Right now, of course, we've heard this has happened around the country, but locally, New Hanover County and the city of Wilmington have both filed suit against opioid manufacturers and distributors.
Mm-hmm.
You think the state needs to do more, join that effort?
Certainly we can join that effort. I mean, you know, take legal means to do that. There's the legal avenue and then there's the funding avenue. But, you know, it's as my study of it is, it's not just in Wilmington or the state of North Carolina. It is across the country. And I think folks at the congressional level are realizing that.
There is a plan to build an aquarium in Pender County that's now moving forward, despite the fact that some state leaders have concerns. And I'm thinking of state leaders specifically from our local delegation. According to the Star News, Representative Ted Davis says a feasibility study is necessary first. Representative Deb Butler is concerned that this thing is planned for private land, and she's calling it a pet project for a local developer. Do you have concerns about that?
Yes. I mean, I'm running on, though, a positive platform. I understand what is going on there in Pender County. Used to be the county manager there. Okay, so things happen. But, you know, at this point, I'm putting forth positive proposals. There's that negative side, you know, to say, you know, don't do this or evaluate this. But you know, I'm telling you, this is what my platform is, and then go from there in this primary.
When we look at issues like contaminated drinking water, we know now that Gen X, a potentially dangerous chemical compound, is only one chemical compound of what researchers have called a cocktail. What could or should state legislators be doing about protecting the drinking water supply?
Well, this is a tip of the iceberg situation with Gen X. The legislature, the General Assembly, has reduced funding for the Division of Environmental Quality over the years. I think it's less than $100 million in a $23 billion budget. So you can't do as much sampling and testing with that type of funding or enforcement. I mean, we've got the regulations. We've got the EPA, which is at this point in time not doing very well. So it's not a great era for protecting the environment from a national standpoint, nor from a statewide standpoint. Can we be doing more? Yes. I mean, it's going to take, again, additional funding, but management of those funds. Can the industries pay for that as well? That is something we need to look into.
When the state legislature has dialed back funds for the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality, how would you go in, assuming you're still in a partisan minority, and get them to reconsider that idea?
Well, we need to look at it as that we're not alone in this, okay? And I hate to use another cliche, but, you know, misery loves company. We're not the only ones with Gen X. We're not the only ones with polluted water. There are other situations across the state, as I said, tip of the iceberg. So we need to talk with those in the General Assembly, and I would be talking with them based on facts, not based on fear and things like that, but facts as to what is going on and what are the contaminants, are they, real or imagined, that type of thing, and really looking at it from a science standpoint. We've got great universities here. I mean, we need to take, we fund those. The General Assembly funds the university. So that's a way to also get at evaluating the environmental issues that are presented.
Why are you a better candidate for Democrats than Leslie Cohen or Gary Shipman? And remember, when voters go to the polls, they're going now, early voting is underway, but on May 8th, they'll be looking at a ballot with three names. Why should they pick yours?
Well, I've managed hundreds of millions of dollars, and hundreds of employees with some success in several jurisdictions. You know, I was director of public utilities here for the city of Wilmington for 7 years, and in two counties for 15 years. I worked there in Pender and Lenoir counties. And I think folks can look at my record. I left those jurisdictions in better shape than what I inherited. And so I think I can do, I'm not going to overpromise as to what I could do with the General Assembly, but I do think that I've got a very strong platform that could create some funding, if you will, with savings with the public bank. I think could create greater tax equity with repealing that labor sales tax, and also could do some good from, you know, getting 1,100 homeless veterans that, you know, are there on the street throughout the state of North Carolina, providing them shelter. So I think I'm a better candidate because of my experience, my background, and I could just jump right in and start working with folks that on both sides of the aisle.
And of course, North Carolina is one of those few coastal states that has come across in some ways as conflicted about its official position on offshore drilling and seismic testing. Where do you stand on that?
You know, I'm teetotally against, you know, offshore drilling. I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm sorry. Because my brother is a PhD in geology. I asked him about it. He says there is no 100% offshore drilling. Okay, period. I mean, we do not want another Deepwater Horizon. We've got a tremendous tax base there. I know this may be at odds with the governor, but then again, you know, I'm a Democrat, but you know, I'm also someone that is going to represent the district, to represent New Hanover County, City of Wilmington, and the best interest. I mean, I remember, not just remember, the properties that we have and that base that we have there, the tourist base, the tax base, and the infrastructure that we're known for. We don't want that to end with the potential of additional revenues off of offshore drilling.
Can you think of a time that you thought you had the answer to something and you were convinced that option A was the exact right way to go, and then later you learned that actually you were either wrong or you didn't have all the information? And can you tell us about that time and what you learned from that?
Where something was the... Now you're really testing my memory as to of all the things. I mean, because you know, you're looking at so many alternatives as a county manager. I mean, to try to, it's a balancing as to where you're going to be at any point in time. And really, we look at that things in local government, not just from a one-year perspective. You take 5 years out, and you take a build, a capital improvements program, and you make adjustments. There's not any one thing cut in concrete. Some commissioners want certain things, and others want other things. I mean, when you're looking at a bond referendum for schools, for example, you know, you might start out with building, you know, $30, $40, $50 million worth of schools, but you might only be able to afford, you know, $20, $25 million, and that's what the taxpayers can afford. And when you go out to them and say, okay, this is what it's going to be, you make adjustments and you base it on facts and affordability, what we can afford.
You answered that question very thoroughly, but I'm going to ask it a slightly different way.
Oh, you're getting difficult. All right.
Yes. How do you know when you need to listen to your inner guidance that is saying, this is what I must do, and damn the torpedoes, and I'm not listening to anybody else, I'm not listening to the naysayers, and when you need to say, I need to just shut up and listen for a minute?
Well, I'll tell you, I need to shut up and listen more more than damn the torpedoes. I mean, I've learned that in 45 years of marriage. I tell you, so you just have to just listen. I mean, that's an interesting point because that's something that I learned when I was overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan doing country building. Yes, we had all the training in the world that the State Department provided. But you go over there working with the Marines and the Army, and I tell you, for the first 30 days in country, you sit and listen, okay, and you evaluate, and you look at sit reps, and you don't open your mouth, okay? You basically are, when you're doing country rebuilding, you got to do that tremendous analysis and evaluation. Most of it, is classified. So, it's something that you do. And I would say if there's anything, you got to be a good listener, period. I mean, and that's, in this world, the damn the torpedoes type of thing. No, I mean, I don't know. I'd like to create a public bank. We'd have to start off small. I mean, we got maybe start off at 10 billion or 20 billion, which is small in comparison to the state's assets of 100 billion. But you have to, make measured steps, if you will. That's one of the things I'd like to see when they talk about phasing or increasing the minimum wage. Phase it as opposed to, do this or that. Okay. I mean, those opposing views, that's what we did in local government. We phased things. Okay. I mean, you won't believe it, Rachel, but I'll tell you how old I am. We started with the city manager back in 79-80, the Riverwalk. 40 years. Now it's getting completed. Okay. 40 years of that Riverwalk. And it was something that I'm going to just mention his name, Bill Ferris. He saw that. And long ago, thank you, Bill Ferris. Okay.
All right. Finally, just to fill out your bio a little bit, I think we understand what you've done as a county manager in Pender and Lenore counties, director of public utilities. Talk about this country rebuilding stint that you had. When did that happen, and what exactly were you doing? What was your job?
Well, that happened after I left. I was a senior government specialist, if you will, government advisor, in which I worked with provincial reconstruction teams and basically going into villages in Iraq and Afghanistan and helping them build the government, teaching them how to budget or how to do competitive bidding and hold meetings. I mean, these are things that folks, these are simple things we take for granted. No, we didn't teach Robert's Rules of Order. Okay. But, and also just use of the media, that they shouldn't be afraid of radio. I mean, you're coming from dictatorial regimes to trying to cultivate democracy. And so that was what we did. And we did it, obviously in a conflict environment where, and every time we were able to stabilize and then do what we called capacity build in each of the towns we moved off. And that's what we closed bases or, the cops and things like that we had. So the outpost and moved back further to a great extent. I mean, the work was, certainly, beneficial. I think Iraq is on its own, they basically kicked out ISIS, So, I mean, they did that. And Afghanistan, yes, do they have problems still? It is not a perfect world. Not going to represent it like that. But, left there, still have some contacts with folks, okay, in terms of trying to keep the peace in that area.
What were the years that you were doing that?
Oh, man, you really tested my 2008 to 2013.
Okay, great. John Bauer, is there anything that we haven't talked about that you think it's important people understand about you as a candidate for House District 20?
Well, I'm going into this, with my eyes wide open that, and I've, people have told me, hey, John, you're not going to be able to get everything done that you want, as a freshman. But, I've done a few things that, when people said you couldn't do them. So I think that I'm going to give it a shot. I'd like to serve folks and, again, use my background, experience, education to the betterment of others. And, no ego involved. I hope that, folks would consider me to vote for me.
John Bauer, thanks so much for being with us today.
All right. Thank you.